The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Advantage of a Baal Bitochen, you could pick a pleasant work, not a dangerous one. And also, it doesn't have Agmas Nefesh from his business. Shalom Avroche, we're going to another advantage of a Baal Bitochen. He has a peace of mind to pick a type of parnosa which doesn't wear him out. Not something that needs a tremendous amount of physical labor, or not something that has dangers, or something that has to be close with the authorities and always be concerned of how he interacts with them. Because he realizes that his parnosa is from Hashem, and the Mele, as long as he picks something which is matim for him, that we'll see later on. The Chovetz Chovos will discuss this thing that everybody has a natural inclination to something which is his gift from Hashem for his parnosa. So a person should pick a parnosa which is matim for him, but shouldn't think he has to dafka go into something very complicated with all kind of dangers. Because, like I said, he realizes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this he brings the pasuk, Ki lo yimi moitzo omer ma'arov, v'lo yimi mibar harim. Ki elikim shoyfet, ze yashpil v'ze yarim. That the maima that a person gets is not from going all the way to the east or to the west, going through the deserts. It's in the hands of Hashem. The yashpil v'ze yarim. This one goes down, the other one goes up. The people that have big investments all over the place, sometimes it goes and sometimes other. It looks so promising and nothing comes out of it. I know quite a few examples of that. Even from far away in Africa, sounds like it's a place that's almost hefka. You could just hop and make big business from different things over there. But it's not guaranteed. Sometimes people make tremendous amounts of business. And sometimes they do everything and nothing comes out of it, or the governments take it away, or all kind of things. When a person thinks his parnosa comes from himself, then in Chama he'll look for all these fantastic, high risk, high return options. If you realize that the parnosa doesn't come from there, it's from Elikim, Shefet, Hashem tests us. He assesses us. He's the one who brings up and brings us down. And we always have in our mind that Hashem is the one who's taking care of me. And I'll always try to do it in a way that's going to be compatible with Hashem. That's the most important thing, more than everything else. Come about the tefillah's important part. So we will see the Gemara Lida says that the way a person comes to success in Parnosa says three things. Number one is Yalda Besroira. He should work hard, not work hard to the point that he wears himself out. I remember I knew somebody who had to work maybe 20 hours a day. He said, he has to do it for Parnosa. And I told him, it can't be. Hashem does not want a person to do something more than he can. And if, Hashem definitely will give him his Parnosa if he works normal hours. Once in a while, certain things come up and have to be taken care of. But on a normal basis, Hashem wants us to have it in a pleasant fashion. But Mitzad Hashem, yes, take it seriously, to work hard, not give up opportunities that come our way, not be overly picking. Second thing is, Yisa v'yitin be'amuna, should be honest in his business dealings. Because, once again, Hashem, his choisim, his signet ring is emes. He wants us also to be that way. Says that a firm person that's noisiv and noisin, b'amuna, it's a kiddush Hashem. Everybody says, look how wonderful this person is. Everybody has stories about this. About the firm person that was so honest. It was a kiddush Hashem. I was able to have a father like that.
Kol HaLashon.
my father's Zichron Levracha. Wherever I go, people said, oh, your father, so amazing, so honest, and so caring for the client and everything else. Other people think that the more you have for yourself, the more successful you are. But it's the other way around. And like we're saying, we're going with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, doing it this way. And the third thing it says, Yisparu L'misha Oishu Shaloi. You should mispalel to the one who has all the wealth. That's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Like it says, Liyah Kesev, Liyah Zov, Nom Hashem. He's the one who owns everything. So if we go with Hashem, our tefillahs, and the way we do things, B'nei Emunas, and we don't just expect Hashem to throw things at us, that brings the Yad L'Shamayim. Rav Dessler in one place writes that people that are making primarily investments that like expecting to get 100 times their return, it comes from a mind frame that expects that Hashem has to give him everything he wants. Even though it's an abnormal thing, that's not the way the world works if you make an investment to get 100 times. Sometimes it happens, but base yourself on that. You can do a certain percentage, whatever. But if a person bases himself on the fact that Hashem is going to make these supernatural things for him, that's a lack of bitachon. He accuses himself and thinks, I have a big amount of bitachon. I'm doing this wild thing and I'm bitach, Hashem will give it to me. It's not true. Because he's a real bitachon, he's honest with himself. Who says I deserve this, Bichlal? We know that famous Gemara in Tainus about the person who asked for wealth and he got a golden table until his wife said, we don't want this because they saw the Olam Emes, they're going to be missing what they really deserve. So we don't want to have Olam Hazeh and Lecheshem Olam Abo. Come move on, like we said before, Hashem gives us, we take it and we use it properly. But not to expect Hashem to do all kind of unusual things for us. That's part of the Nois of the Nois of the Amunah. I do it in a way that... that it's honest and straightforward. That's what David HaMelech, he also quotes the apostle. I want the peaceful pastures. That's what he wants. David HaMelech, we mentioned before, the king of Israel. He says, no, for me it's good just to be a shepherd. You have a panos and you have a lot of free time to learn for yourself. There's a person I know, as once mentioned, that says that for mitzvahs, you should always get the choice as to what you have for mitzvahs. If you have achnasas ochim, give them the best food, give them the best beds, build a shul even nicer than your own home. So I said also with time, use your good time for avodas Hashem. Don't make your seder halimut when you're totally worn out. Try to find a time early in the day, or if you're the type that later in the day is good for you, whatever it is. But do it in a way that you really can do it well. This person told me that, he took it seriously. I said that even if you start off with a small amount of time, a few minutes, you have a few good minutes. And this person, he took it seriously, and he started with a few minutes, and for a few years, he built it up to a few hours a day. Initially, he thought he doesn't have time for it. But he realized that we're in this world for a short period of time. Come on, everybody has to work for the panasa, if we're working for panasa. But also to realize that I have to do it in a way that I'm connected. I'm kovetim l'toyer. That brings me siyata shemaya and everything I do. And brings me to my tachlis. So once again, the person is about bitochen. He doesn't need to put his bitochen in the work. And in male, he doesn't kill himself with the work. He doesn't wear himself out more than he has to. He doesn't. He takes it seriously. But he realizes that Hashem is ze yashpo v'ze yarm. His success and lack of success in eyes of Hashem. Then he'll be able to do his business with a peace of mind, emotionally, with honesty, connected to Hashem, and also be able to find times for avodas Hashem in the course of the day, for his learning and the tefillos and everything else. To have everything we need and even more.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.